Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm Captain Chris Inslee, Eagle's 31st commanding officer, and I am thrilled to host all of you tonight in the beautiful city of Pensacola.
Yeah, on board the Eagle on Saturday night, Captain Chris Inslee giving a speech to all of those in attendance.
Our journey along the Eastern Seaboard this summer is going to be unforgettable. It's going to be a summer for the history books. Last week, we celebrated 80 years of commissioned service as a Coast Guard cutter on these decks. And back in Connecticut, this year, the Coast Guard Academy is celebrating 150 years. And this July 4th, we all will celebrate 250 years.
80 years of service for this ship since we appropriated it, repoed it from the Germans. The Germans built it, and after World War II, we're like, oh, we have a use for that. We'll just take it. That's fine. You know, no big deal.
And we're going to celebrate that in New York Harbor, leading the biggest maritime festival this nation has ever seen. 32 countries, 15,000 sailors, and America's tall ship. These decks will be leading the way as we sail into New York City.
Yeah, and it was a fantastic vessel. It's the second time that it's been here in port in the last couple of years, but it's going to go lead that parade for the 250th.
This is an amazing country where all of us, citizens from all across America, can come together despite our differences, and we can work together, and we can serve together, and we can make this country and this world a little bit of a better place. And this crew and these cadets, they are honored to proudly represent the Coast Guard in America on this summer's historic voyage.
And remember what we learned from Matt Milestrup, the harbor pilot, who is the president of Propeller Club and was very involved in all of this as well, a former 06 retired captain now from the Coast Guard himself, that, you know, this ship is the training vessel. It's where all of your Coast Guard officers start after they go to the academy. So this is the next thing they do. He was the commanding officer of that ship for a while. But as Captain Inslee was talking about, you know, the history here is kind of fascinating.
The Eagle, this ship, it's the linchpin of developing the officers who have led and who will one day lead the Coast Guard's missions around the globe. She was built in 1936 in Hamburg, Germany, and she was commissioned into the Coast Guard in 1946 as a training vessel. And she has sailed every single summer since then, helping develop our future officers. That's 8 decades of turning land lovers and sand peeps into leaders and sailors.
Sand peeps and land lovers into leaders, absolutely.
And it's truly amazing what a little bit of salt water and wind and literally a metric ton of sunscreen can do on these decks. And it scares me that you all laughed at that because AI wrote that joke.
No! No!
There are 2 more jokes coming. AI did not write them. We'll see which gets better.
So he told an AI joke. The sunscreen was an AI. And I heard John laughing over here, too. They got you, John.
They did.
Yeah.
So with 80 years of training Coasties, Eagle proves. Eagle's still going strong. And as opposed to my knees, she proves that some things get better with age. See, you didn't laugh at that one. And the cadets wrote that one. So I don't feel too bad about it.
Burn! Wow, all right. Ooh. The cadets wrote the joke nobody laughed at.
The crew of the Eagle, the 60 men and women here who work year-round to maintain this ship, they are truly exceptional. Every day underway, they're up at the crack of dawn, teaching seamanship, engineering, navigation, meteorology, damage control, leadership, and so much more. And what happens on these decks is awe-inspiring.
And, you know, the thing that I think about with this ship, and I'll be honest, I did not know until last week that that was how the Coast Guard prepared all of its officers, that they'd go on this tall sailing ship and learn how to actually sail. and, you know, and navigate a ship that obviously we don't have any other ships like this, you know, in the Coast Guard. The cutters are not sail powered. You know, there's no, you know, the ribs are not, you know, the little interdiction boats are not running out there, you know, telling people how to, you know, have their whistle and their life jacket on because those are not sail powered. Like, so you think, well, what's the purpose? Well, the purpose is if you train people with a certain kind of culture and knowledge that may not direct, you know, you don't need to know how to rig a sail, you know, okay, to work on a cutter. But the knowledge and base skills that you get make you a better Coast Guard leader and prepare you, they think. And just that idea of having this as the training tradition in history makes all the sense in the world to me, that everybody's got this one experience in common that, you know, maybe the specific activity of dealing with the sailboat is, you know, not directly applicable, but all the other things you get, the cohesion, the problem solving, the endurance, the risk, the pride, the physical activity, just kind of all of that stuff makes better leaders. And that's why the Coast Guard does it. We'll come back to this in a second because I thought it was fascinating. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents or delays to report to you. I'm seeing everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Also, the food was fantastic. And it was made by, you know, people on the ship, right? You know, it wasn't like some catering company came in.
You had to bring up food.
Well, you had an opportunity to go. I believe I invited you to this one.
You did. Thank you. I wish I could have.
So, side note, they had a variety of things, and one of them was like a, you know, roast beef or prime rib or, you know, one of the two. I'm not, doesn't really matter. And I walked up to the gal who was serving it, and, you know, and she starts offering me a couple of pieces. I'm like, could I get those extra crispy edge pieces? And she's like, sure. And then she starts putting more and more on my plate, like, I was waiting for somebody like you. So I'm like, that's the good stuff. She's like, I know. So I went over and I ate it. And, you know, roast beef is roast beef. And then the edge is like, oh, so good. And so I came back to her and I talked to her for, and I'm like, you were 100% right. And she's like, I know, that is the best part. I don't know why everybody doesn't. I don't know either. You know, and we were talking about cooking. And that's how I cook, like, my carne asada and my Jamaican jerk chicken. Now I always cut it down into the strips, then marinate it, then cook the strips, so you get all that crispy juice on everything. Instead of what a lot of people do is they'll marinate a whole steak or a whole chicken breast and then grill it and then cut it. And I'm like, it boring. No flavor. What's wrong with you? And so she's like, yeah, no, I do the same thing, sir. And then it was funny because right after I saw Captain Ensley, Chris Ensley, after he'd given this speech, and he had a plate that had a whole bunch of the burnt ends.
Oh,
yes, sir.
There you
yes,
go.
Yes, sir. And I talked to him about it. He's like, yeah, no, that's the good stuff. Anyway, I did traffic, right? We did traffic?
Yeah, we're
okay,
good.
All right, real quick. Back to the kind of last of this. The, you know, Chris Ensley, the captain of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter, Eagle. By the way, if you want official designation, if you've wondered, like, is Bark Eagle, it's not really their official name. I'm not really even sure the Bark, I should find out. But if you look at all their insignia and the listing on the Coast Guard, it's USCG, for U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Eagle. It's technically classified as a cutter, apparently. But with sails, you know, the only one.
The young men and women from the Coast Guard Academy who will one day lead our law enforcement teams, fly our helicopters, command our cutters, they come here and they set sail and they learn how to lead, how to work together, how to face their fears, and how to become warriors. And all while getting a little bit salty and climbing 150 feet above the waves.
Absolutely. By the way, bark is a, yes, it's a French naval term, sailing vessel that has three or more masts, which it has three. So that's where that comes from, if you were wondering, and I was just enough to do it on Google while I'm talking to you.
And out here in the open air, they can sometimes be cold, wet, tired, maybe even a little bit hungry. But they find a way to stay positive, to keep pushing, and to keep learning. This is where we build officers. And these cadets, they're our future. They are the United States Coast Guard.
Amen, absolutely.
First of all, this ship is amazing. But the crew and cadets are a wealth of knowledge. They're probably the best crew in the entire fleet. Trust me. I'm not biased. All right, that's the joke I wrote. I got a couple laughs, so I feel a little better.
So of the three jokes, AI got the most laughs, Captain got the second most, and the crew got stone cold silence. Captain Mike Vega, who is the commander of Sector Mobile, and I don't want to, I'll probably say something wrong, but if you think about how the command structure in the Coast Guard is, you might think that, for example, the two cutters and the buoy tender that we have out at NAS Pensacola, that like the Coast Guard sector here is in charge of those, and they're not. Those are kind of like their own commands. And then the ones who do the patrol boats, that's a separate thing. Captain Vega is over Sector Mobile, which is kind of over all of that in a secondary layer, if that makes any sense to you. Anyway, he was there, and he was talking about how the Eagle is kind of like the Coast Guard's version of a demonstration team, even though it's a training vessel as well.
A phenomenal job welcoming the Eagle to the port, and really showing up for this national treasure. The Coast Guard doesn't have F-18 jets. They don't have the Blue Angels, but they've got the Eagle, okay?
Absolutely. And then finally, Admiral Victor Hall, who's a one-star, retired, lives here, president of the Navy League.
On behalf of the Navy League and the Propeller Club, we are so honored to welcome back the Eagle to this historic port. Maritime Services in Pensacola had a symbiotic relationship for hundreds of years, and it continues to this very day. This port that we're, docked at, I will tell you, is as vibrant and as it ever has been, and growing every year. So enjoy yourself. It's a sure an honor for us to host this tonight, and enjoy your evening. Skipper, thank you.
Thank you, Admiral.
And we did. It was a very, very good. Again, this was Saturday night on board the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Eagle. And a great opportunity to just meet and mingle and talk with some of the crew and have a good time and eat food that John didn't get. 720, but he was invited, so it's his own fault. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you need to work on the complicated systems inside your home, plumbing, air conditioning, heating, electrical, a generator, putting one in, servicing one, whatever the case may be, Peden can take care of you for that. They've been doing some of this work, for a long time, but all, like the air conditioning work is what they started with in 1969. Robert Peden in Panama City thought, I can make a business out of making people cold in Florida. Who knew that people would want to stay cold in Florida? Well, sure enough. So, now all these years later, they've expanded to Tallahassee and to Pensacola and even into Mobile, Baldwin County a couple of years ago, and then Mobile last year, I think, is when they went. So all along the Gulf Coast, good people doing good work, quality installation, good products, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And this spring, get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchased from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service. Priority service is like when there's a bunch of people calling and you get to the top of the line, okay? Especially if there's been kind of a regional event or something. 15% off repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
If you're paying attention to the race for Florida's next governor, then perhaps you know the name Paul Renner. Mr. Renner will be at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola this Sunday afternoon, May the 31st at 1 p.m. I'm going to host an on-platform interview with Mr. Renner, and then he'll receive your questions. Listen, these gubernatorial candidates, they're applying for a job, and we get to conduct the job interview. And remember, in our constitutional republic, these political officials represent us, but they can't represent us well if we don't interact with them. You might say, I don't care who my next governor is. Well, you should. So many of us have seen the moral decline across our country in recent years, and there are many reasons for that moral decline, but part of the blame is to be laid at the feet of apathetic Americans. So let's interview these candidates and elect righteous magistrates. I encourage you to join us this Sunday afternoon, May the 31st at 1 p.m. at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules.
You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
About it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Please put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
I'm here to find you. Reveal yourself to me.
Good morning, 7:25 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Morning News, a little third day for you. So good. Rain now, depending on where you are. I think we're getting a little sprinkle here at the station. If you're wondering where we are, we're in the Cat Country building, the old Darrell Steakhouse, the wood building. Oh, a little Brent Lane in the background. Yes, sir. Brent always woos whenever when you're ever at an event and they say News Radio in Cat Country, woohoo! Y'all always hear him. That's who you hear, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Every time, right in my ear hole.
18 years of it, buddy.
Anyway, rain over the area right now. That's moving east. We got a little bit more of a storm over Gulfport right now. It's about north of Gulfport. It's coming this way probably. There's a kind of a little gap in the cloud cover, so we might actually fill right in that gap if we get lucky and we won't have a second storm, but we'll see. That's probably, 2 hours, maybe something like that. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives on this Memorial Day. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free right now, not seeing any delays either on 29, 90, 98. Even Garcon Point looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado says she plans to run for president again and return to Venezuela before the end of next year. Machado making that announcement during a meeting with opposition leaders in Panama, saying she still wants free and fair elections despite all of the ongoing political tensions in Venezuela. Marco Rubio says the U.S. does still believe a deal with Iran is possible, but Iranian officials pushing back a little bit, saying they're not even close at the moment. Rubio said the Trump administration wants a little more time for diplomacy before they consider their other options. And I know you watched the NASCAR race fast, fast forward.
It's not NASCAR.
Was it not NASCAR you watched?
It's Daytona 500s.
What? Daytona. Indy.
Yeah, I mean Indy. Indy's,
oh, Indy. But it's, gotcha.
It's,
okay.
Yeah, not NASCAR.
It's sorry. A little smaller NASCAR. Cars.
Well.
the ones you could fit underneath the other cars.
Yeah. I was only half listening, I guess.
All right, fair enough.
But NASCAR paid tribute to Kyle Busch before Sunday's Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte, just days after he died at the age of 41. NASCAR CEO Steve O'Donnell honored Busch's wife Samantha and their children during a ceremony. Of course, Busch also, as we covered last week, had ties to Pensacola, having raced locally numerous times at Five Flags, and was a two-time Snowball Derby champion.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah,
trust me, especially with his wife and son.
Yeah, go ahead, talk about the significance of Kyle Busch. I do not feel like I can talk about him because I'm not a NASCAR fan. He's a name to me, but not anybody that I would know. So, but to you, NASCAR fan.
Yeah, he's been a part of the sport for 14, 15 years. And he has the most wins in the truck series, most wins in the, it used to be called the Busch series. I don't know what they call it now. We still call it that. But, you know, those are the two stepping stones to NASCAR.
Okay.
And, you know, he shaped the sport in so many different ways. And I learned about a lot of things yesterday that I didn't even know.
During the tribute?
Yeah, during the tribute, all the drivers were talking about what he contributed and, you know, he was kind of that type of driver that either you liked him or you didn't. He's rowdy.
Okay.
I mean, this is the way he drove. You know, I was a big Kevin Harvick fan, and Harvick and him, you know, butted heads all the time. So, but I got to see this other side of him that I didn't know.
So he was kind of like the enemy.
Yeah,
for sort of, from your fans, perspective.
Yeah.
But still a massive part of the sport.
Oh, massive. I mean, he drove the number 18 M&M's car for years before he went to RCR and picked up that number 8.
And he was 45? How old is he?
41.
41. Young, very young. Still actively driving or retired? Mm-hmm. Still
no,
actively driving.
He was okay. Still actively. And the cool thing was Richard Childress Racing, that number 8 mm-hmm. was Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s number. So Kyle Busch got it. Now they're saying that number will be retired until his son wants to drive in NASCAR.
They're going to hold it for him.
Hold it for him.
Okay.
And nobody else can drive that number, which is amazing. It's amazing tribute, you know.
So that's all the stuff I didn't know, you know, just because I'm not connected to that sport particularly, you know. So I appreciate that. And I know, because I know, like I was watching Brent Lane's comments on social media. I know he's a big fan and, you know, obviously the country world a little bit more closely connected to it than we are. But that's why I wanted you to talk about it, because I don't feel qualified to talk about
it. And, you know, the few times he came to Pensacola, I've sat down and talked with Kyle.
Oh,
I mean, okay. I picked his brain. He was so cool. So
big deal. The annual Pete Moore Automotive Team Senior Chill Out one-day donation drive is coming up Friday, June 5th at 5 area Lowe's stores. Fairfield Airport, 9 Mile in Pensacola, and then Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze and Highway 90 in Pace. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come by and donate, visit us, or just drop off air conditioning, air conditioners, or fans.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Freedom 250, the National Memorial Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery. President Trump will be joined by Vice President J.D. Vance and War Secretary Pete Hegseth.
They will deliver remarks as members of the military encourage Americans to remember the bravery of the men and women who died serving our country. The president issued a proclamation declaring Memorial Day as a national day of prayer for permanent peace.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera searching for a peace deal with Iran.
The framework is said to be 90 to 95% complete. Iran would reportedly give up its stockpiles of enriched uranium, stop enriching it, help reopen the strait.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul in Dubai. President Trump posting on Truth Social this morning, the deal with Iran will either be a great and meaningful one or there will be no deal. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 at 75 right now. We've got a rainy start to our day. We'll get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in a few minutes. Florida House and Senate leaders have reached a final deal on the state budget after their special session, the second year in a row that lawmakers did not finish the budget on time. The nearly $115 billion spending plan for the fiscal year starting July 1st is expected to be approved on Friday and sent to the governor. Key agreements include keeping $4.5 billion for private and homeschool vouchers, $20 million for the First Lady's Cancer Renovation Fund, $75 million for HIV prescription assistance, and $514 million for Everglades restoration projects. State worker pay raises were not included in the final deal. Well, the debate over who should be Escambia County's next county attorney came down to a fundamental question last week. Do you trust who you know, or do you open the door to the best candidate available? Commissioner Mike Kohler making the case for competition.
It's a competitive job. It's one of the only two positions we hire. I think both of you are highly qualified. You have different skill sets. I think you both should apply. But I don't have a problem with the competitive process. I think it's healthy. I think it would help restore the public trust. We've had a couple hurdles recently, and I think that it'd be good for the board to do an open solicitation.
Now, ultimately, the board did vote 3-2 to approve a succession plan naming Senior Assistant County Attorney William Nelson as the next county attorney, bypassing that public search. Commissioners Barry, Stroberger, and Hoffberger voted in favor of that. Commissioners Kohler and May voted against it. County Attorney Allison Rogers retires in January of next year. The Pensacola Civic Band's Memorial Day concert today has been canceled due to the weather and the rain. The band says all the rain has left the amphitheater field in an unsafe condition for musicians, vendors, and attendees. So far, we don't have any word on a makeup date. Santa Rosa County planning to hold two Memorial Day ceremonies today. In Milton, the Veterans Memorial Plaza ceremony gets underway at 10 a.m. on Willing Street. They'll have the Milton High School JROTC choir and band. And in Navarre, a ceremony is happening at Navarre Park at 11 a.m. They'll have decorated Air Force Colonel Chris Kane delivering the keynote address. Well, hundreds of people gathered in Pensacola at Veterans Memorial Park yesterday for the annual Memorial Day ceremony there. Medal of Honor recipient, retired Command Sergeant Major Robert Patterson, a veteran of both Vietnam and the Gulf War, delivered the keynote address. Well, a rare sighting on Pensacola Beach, the Kemp's Ridley Sea Turtle came ashore looking for a place to rest. Now, the turtle did not lay eggs on the beach, which wildlife officials called it a false crawl. Kemp's Ridley turtles are the only sea turtle species that nest during the day and are among one of the rarest in the world. Officials say the turtle could attempt to nest again. Anyone who spots a nesting turtle should call Escambia County Marine Resources and, of course, keep their distance. It's 7:35 at News Radio. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Florida West. Economic development is about building our economy for all our current and future residents, presented by the Florida West Economic Development Alliance. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free, 90, 98, even getting onto Pensacola Beach is easy. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a high chance of rain today, 80% chance for your Memorial Day, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Tuesday, 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. On your Wednesday, 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 86. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's a rainy start to our day. Right now, rain and 75 degrees. Wishing you a meaningful Memorial Day today. 7:36, our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. Fanatics is going to launch its first credit card later this year on the American Express network, but the card will not be issued or managed by Amex. Still, 80% of the company's cardholders are sports fans, and that'll give Fanatics a connection in areas like reward points. Fanatics is expecting to issue over $1 billion worth of reward points, or as they call it, fan cash, this year. Victoria's Secret is changing its Wall Street ticker symbol on June 2nd. It'll do away with VSCO and switch to VSXY. The company says that the reason for the move is to celebrate sexy in all its forms and symbolize a renewed confidence in the brand and what it means for consumers. The NHL has announced a partnership with Honeywell to help further develop more energy-efficient arenas, practice facilities, and rinks across North America. The league wants more reliable arena operations to prevent disruptions during games. Wall Street closed today because of the Memorial Day holiday. That's Your Money Now.
Paying your Pensacola energy bill just got easier. Pensacola Energy's new online bill payment system gives customers a more convenient way to manage their account anytime from anywhere. Once registered, you can view your bill, make payments, save payment information, review account details, and access improved online features designed to make your bill paying simpler. Get started today by visiting PensacolaEnergy.com. Pensacola Energy, we are your energy.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. Let's have a rendezvous. This week, Gretch Lyles and the Modern Eldorados take the stage at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, bringing country and rock and roll the way it used to be to Bands on the Beach. Plus, don't miss out on shopping at the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. The deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Are here to celebrate and to honor and to commemorate the dead and the living. The young men who in every war since this country began have given testimony to their loyalty to their country and their own great courage.
It's another great voice of American history, John F. Kennedy Jr. John F. Kennedy from 1961, actually, on a Memorial Day speech.
I do not believe that any nation in the history of the world has buried its soldiers further from its native soil than we Americans, or buried them closer to the towns in which they grew up.
Yeah, I mean, listening to Reagan, listening to JFK, thinking about the sacrifices made today and people who made it possible for, you know, my kids to play video games or for me to do a talk radio show and drive cars and eat hot dogs or hamburgers or whatever you do today. You know, I think sometimes it's a, it is easy to forget. It is easy to take for granted. It's easy not to think about it. We're in a military town. We do a little bit better job of remembering this than a lot of places. But I also, you know, I kind of have like advice in both directions, which is for the civilians, you don't think much about it, think more about it. And honestly, for the, you know, sometimes military folks, it's easy to get a little bit irritated, you know, at the dumb civilians, you know, not taking it seriously enough. Cherish the fact that the sacrifice made it possible for us to have dumb civilians who don't take it seriously enough. You know, we live in a country where they don't have to think about this all the time. And, you know, though that might seem like a little bit of a disrespect or, you know, how can they just party on a day like this and not think about the sacrifice? Well, you know, in a weird way, it's kind of like if you grow up in, you know, adversity and then you provide your kids a nice, safe, stable, not impoverished, not at risk environment. And then, you know, they kind of take it for granted. Well, I mean, that's a win in a way, you know, because you made it possible for them to not have to think about that too much. So, you know, both sides can kind of, you know, think about it a little bit better. But I appreciate it. I do. And, you know, also, I guess it's worth noting, just because some people do get them all mixed up, there is a time to honor all the veterans, Veterans Day, and there is a time to honor specifically the people who died in defense of the country. That is Memorial Day. They are not the same thing. And so this is not Thank a Vet Day. This is, you know, I mean, we always thank our vets, but this is specifically to think about those who gave their life for us. 437-1620, 437-1620. John, I don't know if you saw much of the video we were talking about a little bit earlier, but we had a shooting at the White House, which was not, you know, President Trump is fine. It wasn't, didn't involve him. It was out at the perimeter. This was another one of these, like, quite a ways away from any real danger. But for the Secret Service folks that were at the perimeter, not no danger for them. You know, they got shot at by a guy with a handgun.
Officials say 21-year-old Nasir Best walked up to a Secret Service checkpoint, pulled a pistol out of his bag, and began shooting at officers, who returned fire, killing him. The White House temporarily on lockdown.
And, I mean, that's why you have perimeter checkpoints. You know, there has to be a point at a distance from the danger, the target, where you try to prevent threats. And obviously the farther away, the bigger the perimeter goes. So, you know, you've got to balance the ability to control a zone and, you know, the distance from the thing that you're, because you don't want them to get too close, right? That's obviously an issue. What I thought was amazing is the video of, I saw two of them, and one was from a guy named Aaron Navarro. I've never heard of him before, but he was a CBS, and he was just doing a, you know, a lawn shot. Like, you know, he's at the White House doing coverage for something or other, probably talking about President Trump and the Iran negotiations. And he's just there with the cameraman, and he's talking. And listen, this is how he reacts to the gunfire.
His grip on Republican support on Capitol Hill is weakening.
He pauses. He's not sure what's going on. And this is him running away. This is him, okay. that's gunfire. I don't need to be doing this anymore right now, which is the right answer. And then you have what I can only describe as not quite as savvy a response. Because they did. They all, like, immediately knew, oh, that's gunfire. This is not good for us to be right here, right? Then this gal on NBC4, oh, bless her heart, she is getting savaged online, which is unfortunate because anybody can make a mistake. But let's just say it's not the best response.
What is that?
What is that? Is that... What is that? Because she sounds a little bit like she looks. You know, she's a young millennial, maybe Z-er. You know, like she's just...
What is that? What is that?
Oh, my goodness.
What is that? Now, I know you might think, well, maybe she thought it was fireworks. But... Okay.
What is that?
Sounds like fireworks.
Sounds like fireworks. Okay.
Sounds like fireworks.
If you've, listen, if you've ever been around TV journalists, and I have, the depending on the market, okay, your on-the-scene reporter is going to be a 22 to 26, maybe 30-year-old, you know? They're kind of... coming up in their profession, they're learning. If you got tasked to the White House, you might be a little bit older. But, you know, the camera people are almost always like the seasoned veteran. You know, they've been doing this job for like 20 years. They've seen 14 other reporters just like you come and go. You know, this guy has, I'm sure, set up hundreds of shoots at the White House. You know, he's been around. So, I mean, I can understand why she wouldn't recognize it as gunfire. But, dude,
sounds like fire.
Sounds like fire. Bro, it's your job to keep the team safe. You're the experienced professional. No, not fireworks. And you can hear it was a lot of gunfire.
Today, but this obviously comes just a couple of weeks after a shooting at the White House Correspondents'.
Yeah, so... eventually, when the Secret Service was sweeping the ground, they realized, oh, that's what that was. So let's just say, you know, sometimes in breaking news, weird things happen. You have an opportunity to get an award for coverage. Other times you have an opportunity to get an award for not doing it great, unfortunately. So best of luck. I'm sure she feels quite dumb about it. And, you know, I'm sure nobody in the newsroom is going to make fun of her at all or him. They're completely botched response. 747 here on New. I don't know why I said the other one. I think it's because I read the seconds as minute, because you know me, I'm good at math. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident free, even delay free. Not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an excellent selection, good quality used cars, cars that are a year, two, three, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition, cars that they warranty to 100,000 miles or 10 years, whatever comes first. So cars they stand behind. In fact, really, you know, if you ask them, like, what kind of cars they sell, A's. They only sell A's. They don't sell B's, C's, D's, you know, E's. They're not selling clunkers, junkers, things you got to worry about. They're selling good quality cars. Like the car we bought, the Honda Odyssey, was a year old with 12 or 13,000 miles on it that came back from a one-year lease down in Orlando, came back to their dealer, pre-owned certified, 90 days, couldn't sell it for whatever reason. I don't know why, but thank God, because we got a smoking deal on a car because Frontier went down there and bought it at an auction, brought it back here. We had been looking to test drive. We found one to test drive. It was the color, the trim level, the price, the miles. It was everything we wanted. We just weren't ready to buy yet. But then they made the price. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, we have to buy that. So we bought it, and we have loved it ever since. We just got a great deal. But it's not – the product is one thing. It's the how they do business that's really what sets Frontier apart, because they treat you like, you know, neighbors, like friends, like community members. Like, they want you to come back. Like, you don't feel icky when you leave is kind of the thing. And then they take care of you afterwards. Like, it's just – it's the way it ought to be. It's the way everybody ought to do it. But not everybody does it that way. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
What is website visitor ID? How much effort do you put into attracting people to your website without having any idea of who actually visits? With website visitor ID, you can collect the name, email address, physical address, and even demographic information from the people who come to your website, all without cookies. This is lead generation gold. It's called website visitor ID.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m. Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Because the more you know, the further you'll go.
I love that you were humming along with the, the NBC chimes.
Yes. You know that when you heard that, you knew exactly.
Did you recognize the voice?
No.
Will Smith.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. 7:50 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's Memorial Day, the day we remember those who've given their lives in defense of this country throughout history. John Pickens is sitting next to me, but that's not who I'm talking about next. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines.
I was like,
David,
what did I do?
I'm just including you.
Okay, thank you.
David?
Well, a potential crack in a chemical storage tank in California could be helping to release pressure and reducing the risk of an explosion there. 50,000 residents in that area had been evacuated. Fire officials say they found what could be a fissure during an inspection. They're now working to confirm whether that is safely venting pressure, and if it is, it'll reduce the risk of a major explosion. Five Chicago police officers were injured on Sunday. Authorities say a driver hit them while they were trying to disperse a crowd on the city's west side. Police say that vehicle was traveling the wrong way when it hit the officers and then crashed into a patrol car, utility pole, and fence. And injuries are becoming more of a concern ahead of the World Cup next month, with Lionel Messi now among the players dealing with health issues. Messi appeared to hurt his hamstring during the Inter-Miami match on Sunday. Several other stars have also been battling injuries in recent weeks.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Oh, last hour I was talking with you about the Propeller Club annual Maritime Day, National Maritime Day, second annual Maritime Day luncheon that they had over at the Yacht Club. Matt Milestrup, who is the president of the Propeller Club, the harbor pilot, good friend, retired captain from the Coast Guard. They were giving out awards, and I just thought this was kind of adorable.
Our first award today is for the 2026 Maritime Industry Leader. This award is presented to an individual or team who demonstrated exemplary dedication and support for maritime industry, created a better understanding of maritime issues, and or championed Pensacola's ports and waterways. The 2026 Maritime Industry Leader Award is presented to Mr. Frank.
You want to guess, John? Who's going to win the Maritime
Leader
Award?
I was hoping Matt would win, but...
Matt. No, no.
You know, that's who I was rooting for.
Patty Bilt.
Frank Patty and Patty Marine Enterprises.
Well deserved. And then Frank gets up, and if you know Frank, Frank is the loud one. He's obnoxious in a good way, you know? So I love Frank Patty. Anyway, he tells this great story about his dad and why this award is significant to him.
My father got the first Industry Leader Award 44 years ago.
Wow.
When the shipyard was still in the parking lot of Joe Patty Seafood.
That's awesome.
And the way they did it, Jim Harris, Captain Jim Seafood, said, his dad's best friend, said, I'm getting this award. So, Frank, you need to come and be at our table when I get this award. Of course, I'll never forget it because it was my birthday, January 23rd, 1982. Mr. Patty, Industrial Leader of the Year, and he sat there. He didn't move. He was pissed. I'll tell you, they stood up and clapped, you know, come get your award. So he got up on the microphone. He said, this is the worst case of trickery I've ever been involved in. It was the most genuine speech. I think that everybody laughed for like 10 minutes. It was wonderful.
So they lied to him and told him, I'm getting the award, and it was like a surprise birthday party. You're like, come, we're going to get you to this award, and you're not going to know what's happening. And he was angry. I love it.
This means a lot to me, just for the mere fact that the Patty legacy continues. And here we are this many years later. And everybody knows Joe Patty's. Of course, you know, I love Joe Patty's. But the best kept secret in Pensacola is Patty Marine Enterprises. So thank you very much. Patty Marine appreciates this. Dedication, hard work efforts from the hardworking men and women that we have at the shipyard. Patty built. Thank you.
I love that story. That's all I wanted to share with you. I thought it was just like a great story about one of our great local institutions, Patty Marine Enterprises. Let's see. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free and even delay-free. There is nothing showing right now to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There's an interesting story out there. I was trying to decide whether I wanted to talk about this today or wait until tomorrow, but I'll go ahead and talk about it. I've got time to talk about it right now. Have you seen The View? Okay, so the FCC is reviewing licenses for, like, ABC. ABC is both a network and they also own some stations. And, you know, Disney does some of the content there because they're, like, I forget which company is the parent company, but Disney, I think, is the parent company. Anyway, well, The View has come in for criticism for being politically biased. No. Okay. And their answer to the allegations of political bias while their, you know, owner, ABC, is going through this kind of review is to say that, well, we've had interviews of, you know, certain kinds of candidates, not all the candidates, were allowed an exemption from the equal time rule. Now, John, you're a radio professional. You've been doing radio for a long time. What's equal time rule?
That's where you got to give equal time to the opposing candidate.
That's right. If there's four candidates who are all basically qualified in a race, if you have one on, then if the other ones ask you for comparable time, you have to give it to them. You don't have to go ask them, although we always do because that's what, you know, good news journalism is all about. But technically, the law says if they ask, then you have to say yes. And you have to give everybody who is of a substantially comparable level of quality. I mean, you know, you run into this thing like how many of the candidates for the president, because there's like 100, right? You don't have to give them all, okay? But anybody who's a serious candidate. Anyway, so The View is facing charges that they don't have all the candidates on, and they want to get in under one of the exemptions, meaning that they want to be, you know, like a news program because there are certain exemptions. Well, the four exemptions, it's worth knowing this, are like, for example, you might say, well, Andrew, D.C. Reeves you have on every week, but you don't have on, you know, any of his opponents on every week. Well, the answer is because bona fide newscasts, okay, if you have somebody on for a newscast, which is, you know, not me, but like what our what David does, bona fide news interviews, so I have D.C. on because he's the mayor. And that is not a campaign speech. Bona fide news documentary does not require equal time. And on-the-spot coverage of bona fide news event also does not require equal time. So The View is arguing that they are a bona fide news program.
What?
Oh, no, I think they qualify.
Okay.
I mean, I have opinions. They have opinions. It's fine. That doesn't upset me. They're arguing that if they have a candidate on, they do not have to have the other candidates for that office on. And I actually think they're wrong about this. And they're not because they're not news, not because at first when I read this headline, I thought it was the FCC trying to shut them down for, you know, having political opinions. You know, the View is perfectly entitled to have political opinions or broadcast radio. They do not have to represent all sides equally, just like we don't have to represent all sides equally. That's the fairness doctrine, and that is not the law. Equal time is when you have candidates on, that media companies cannot interfere or put their finger on the scale too much when it comes to elections. So what we do here is if I have a candidate on, like if DC came on to talk about his candidacy, then I would have all the other candidates on. But if Jimmy Patronis is on just to do his weekly interview because as congressman he's a source of information, that does not entitle anybody to equal time. So what I think is weird about The View is that their lawyers seem to misunderstand this. The View is a bona fide news program, But that doesn't mean that every interview they do qualifies as a bona fide news interview that without triggering equal time. If they have, you know, some senatorial candidate who is a candidate and that's why they're having them on, they owe equal time. If they have somebody on who's just there for, you know, being an expert, then they don't owe equal time. An incumbent, if they're talking about some subject matter that they're the incumbent about, that's fine. But if they're talking about that person as a candidate, well, the question is, what are you doing with the interview? And if you're doing bona fide news, you don't it doesn't trigger equal time. If you are doing a campaign, then it does trigger equal time. John, disagree with me about any of that?
Nope.
That's exactly right, right? Yep. It's our we have to know this. Our FCC license depends on us knowing this. And it's weird to me that in the filing, the letter, basically that the View lawyers write, they're not using the right language. They're talking about bona fide news program. Well, there's no exception for bona fide news program. It's what the particular interview functions as, if it's a news interview or if it's a campaign interview. And so I just think they misfired in their defense. And I also think that if The View has some candidate on, they ought to have other candidates on if what they're doing is a campaign event.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on.